sir?
Treacherously.
Treacherously.
Okay, Mr. Lee, if we just hold on, I believe that the Honorable Mr. Corwinus will serve as the lead panelist for your hearing, sir. So please just hold on, sir. And the Honorable Mr. Corwinus will serve at this time, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lee, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Charles G. 03-0724.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 31-412A parole hearing to consider regular parole or absolute discharge or home arrest. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. You can see on our video conference screen, to my extreme far right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Mule. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. I'll begin the hearing with a summary. Mr. Charles Lee, ADC number 030724, is 65 years old. He was certified eligible by the Arizona Department of Corrections for 31-412A regular parole or absolute discharge of home arrest. The crime of murder occurred on or about May 17, 1974. He was approximately 27 years old at the time of the instant offense. Does this sound correct so far, Mr. Lee?
Yes.
Thank you. He was found guilty by jury trial and sentenced to death on September 6, 1974. His death sentence was overturned by the Arizona Supreme Court on June 8, 1977, and he was resentenced to life imprisonment. He's been parole eligible since May 17, 1999. He has a criminal history, which includes previous convictions for assault with a deadly weapon, robbery, and burglary. It should be noted that this instant offense in question represented a serious escalation of violent behavior. I will read a short summary of the offense in question. And on May 17, 1974, Mr. Lee murdered George Bendo that day. Mr. Lee attempted to rob a gas station on the east side of Phoenix. Armed with a handgun, Mr. Lee approached the gas station on foot and waited until the only customer left before confronting the 65-year-old gas station attendant. The victim attempted to grapple with Mr. Lee, but during the ensuing struggle, Mr. Lee shot the victim in the back. Mr. Lee and his companion were arrested a few minutes later, and the victim died an hour later. According to Mr. Lee's institutional progress report, he's had moderate programming in ADC. He has a release plan that includes acceptance into a halfway house, VA benefits, seeking employment, and continued involvement with AANA. He's had significant discipline in ADC from 1975 through 2018, but his last major upheld was on October 26, 1999 for disobeying an order. His last minor was on July 20th, 2017 for disrupting count. This appears to be his 23rd hearing before the board. He was granted regular parole on May 6, 2002, which was revoked on May 22, 2012, for what appeared to be use of cocaine and avoiding supervision. He has a previous letter of support in his parole packet, but we also have a June 25th, 2018 letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office opposing parole. And before I continue, I'll ask, are there any supporters for Mr. Lee in the room? Okay, we have several people in the hearing room, and I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't discounting any supporters in the room, Mr. Lee. So, sir, we've heard the case before, but this is another chance for the board to get to know you. Please tell us about your past crimes and why you think you are deserving of supervised release or discharge? Thank you, Mr. Lee.
When did you get exposed to cocaine?
Sometime changes while it was new, and that given the Mason was here making the speeding laws.
So, since you have been returned to the Department of Corrections, have you been able to stay clean?
Yes.
When's the last time you used drugs, sir?
When I got busted in 2004.
And I saw that in your your institution progress report that you stated in your release plans of continuing your involvement with NA or the Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous. How long have you been involved with them?
I've been involved with them since I've been in the system. Since I've been in the system, I've been involved with NA, AA, and Bill Anonymous to keep me on there.
Has it been working for you? I ask that because we recognize that drugs continue to be available inside prison, whether we like it or not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We have to recognize that we do. It's very important for you. When I changed my message, when I changed my mom on the last year before, she was not the message.
I will ask you, and I'm not trying to put you in the position of informing, but is cocaine and heroin still available to you inside prison?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm asking in simple terms. So your decision to stay off drugs is something that you live with every day, even inside the Department of Corrections?
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to ask my fellow board members at this point if they have any questions for you. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir, Robert.
Mr. Reese, you indicated to the Honorable Mr. Corrales that drugs can be found behind closed doors while you're incarcerated. Do they just give them to you? Do you have to buy them? How many of them taking advantage of them? I know people like them, but do you have to pay for them? How do you get your network for them?
Just pay for them.
You have to pay for them?
Yeah, that's why a lot of the kids here is giving their older people to taking back drugs. They got any ways of, sending me into the business, minimum security people, just or easier to get sneaky back on the yards. Well, it's if you got money and the people that are sending money, they can only sell it to you.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Lee. It's a common question for me to ask, but I just want to ask you. So, you were granted your freedom, and then you violated. I know you gave you reasons that, that a number of your supporters had passed on deceased and so forth. But you were able to stay out of violations for a long period of time. How can you assure me that if this board were to vote for you to be released again, that after a long period of time that you wouldn't end up violating your freedom again, sir? How would you assure this board, sir?
Because I would keep participating in my NAA. And the place where I was most to go to, the day that I you're out, you didn't want to sign and sponsor to me. To help me in my time out of it. It was my brother's priest and stuff like that, and they also said, well, if I need somebody to talk to, they'll be here. I'm finding a church to go to, and who would be my church, and my pastor, they'll be here to talk to me. If I'm in any kind of doubt, would motion. But I don't have a book with this in the book. But I'm gonna do everything in my power, in my will, to make sure that I do not use that book. I don't want to use no more. And I hate to see people out there still using it. But she will not want to use no more. I didn't quit smoking. I don't smoke cigarettes no more. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 7 years. I'm trying to. I'm in a hospital now down here where I work every day. And we just start some new program down here to where we raise food and garden to give to the homeless and people that need it. And I'm trying to keep my mind on fire with the public all the time. You know, even though sometimes I might feel down, but when I get into the bedroom, I know I got somebody out there I can talk to. I know I can go to a church and talk to the pastor. But I'm going to make sure that I do everything in my power to make sure that I do matter. This is no kind of good. And all you have to hold. Yes, I can, with love and care of God. And to go through time, I do what I love in this life. I try to be positive about it. I have the people doing things to people. And I thank God for myself.
Well, I can leave with your attitude to Mr. Lee. Let me just ask one or two other questions. Do you have, I think you answered this already, but do you have, aside from AA and NA and all of that, where you have friends and supporters, do you still have any family members who support you on a regular basis, sir?
Yes, I have a brother who lives in and he was a pastor. He just ain't had it. But then I got down to, you know, to get down here to visit me. But he writes me, he did take care of me while I'm in here. And he will go out his way to make sure that I do not get in any trouble.
So you do have a support system. So you've been out before, so you understand the system very well. So what would your plans be if this board saw fit to release you again? What would you really plan to do? I know you're a little older now, I believe you're about 65 now. But what would your plans be? What would you do if you were released again, sir? I mean, would you? I know you have resources, but would you? Work or would you, what would you do? What are your plans, sir,
yes.
If you're released, when you're released?
My plan was to find me a job out there and to get myself introduced to whatever community that I'm living in and do a lot of volunteer work to help other people. I've got a passion for animals. And I would like to work at an animal shelter or work with animals. Because I'm
do we still plan to go to Cass Center Park or Halfway House? Is that still your plan that you will release, sir, or when you release, sir?
Yes, because they will help me get set up with the community and help me stay on the right track with my program. And we have myself stay on the right track with the program. Sam Carter, they helps veterans, they helps homeless people. And I hear they got a really good foundation where they work now.
Now, just moving backwards, sir. Now, when you were in the military, when were you in the military, sir?
Mr. Kadeonis?
Yes.
There is one.
Which one?
Yes, it's dated June 25th, and it's...
handwritten?
It's handwritten. It's a little faint. It's a little hard to read. But it's from a registered nurse at the Arizona Surgical Specialist Center.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
So there's a number. Mm-hmm.
Do you know where this is from, Mr. Lee?
It's either my friend or maybe one of my super sisters in America. What name is on it?
It's Ms. Carradine?
Carradine, yeah. No, that's a good friend. My sisters.
They used to work together. Well, thank you, Mr. Lee. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already shared with us, but this is your hearing. So, is there anything else that you feel is important to say?
No, sir. I'm just
Well, thank you, Mr. Lee, and thank you for being so pleasant with the board. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly. And also I will state, I do have that recent letter. I put it at the front of my package. It's not at the rear, but I do have it. And let me do note for the record that I do have that letter of support in your package. So again, if you'll just be patient, Mr. Lee, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Before we now discussion, fellow board members, this is again one of those challenging cases in as much that Mr. Lee was given parole in the past. He had a long period of parole, which looks closer to 10 years if you go by the dates. I think he said it was somewhere between 8 and 9. And was violated for using cocaine and avoiding supervision. I do appreciate how Mr. Lee has accounted for himself today. I think he has his release plan. It looks to be in order. He states, plus there's documentation of standing acceptance at Casa Santa Clara in Tucson. He makes reference to having found in Eloy. And I believe that he's been very straightforward with the board. I think what's at question is his relapsing into drug use when he was on his first period of parole. And as I've stated in past discussions, that involves interface with drug dealers, and that's always a little disturbing beyond just an individual's addiction issues or abuse issues. But he has not had a major in quite some time. Once again, though, that's offset by the fact that he has a minor as recently as July 20th, 2017. So that's where I'll begin the discussion. I will say that this one is a little bit tough when you put it all together, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Elizabeth Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Pignos. I do appreciate one thing that Mr. Lee said. I'm having the same difficulty you are. I appreciate that Casa Santa Clara will assign him a sponsor. And I think that's very important. And it does appear that he's been active in AA and NA, or one of the 12 step at least. I think the sponsor would be very important. but I'm having the same issues that you are. I'm not feeling the strength of conviction from him, and I'm just not feeling that today for some reason. Thank you, Mr. Kinnear.
Thank you, Honorable Ms. Brittenhausen. I understand what you're saying. Sometimes it is a question of intuition, and it's hard to find the right words, but I'm not altogether comfortable with the term of the community at this point, although I'm here in progress. But I will continue the discussion. Any further input from my colleagues?
Robert, the two of you, I think, yes, he's made progress, that's for sure. He was out, as you said, almost 9 or 10 years, whatever that period was. However, the clear reason that I guess I'm old-fashioned, I still don't know how, after that long period of time, he would relapse back on the use of drugs. Already correct, I think. Cocaine, heroin, the whole nine yards. And I just cannot comprehend. I know we have his reasons, family, friends who deceased, but we all have to be strong, especially in times like that when there are challenges in our family. And I guess I said that just say that I do have some reservations except the two of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. It was a very important Mr. Newmont. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. Just give me 1 second. And my motion is to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest, and we have no mechanism for a 1 year set off. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal and agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. As I stated, we have no mechanism for set off. And we release type denied for 12A, 411, and HA. The reason for denial is follows, and I will certainly look for the input of my colleagues if I miss something. It was a serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, aid to the victim. History of continued substance abuse, and I am a girl, I think that's related to the criminal history. As a prior criminal history, was a repeat offender. He has recent disciplinary infractions, although it is a minor. I will make that for the record. He's got a good program. He's got a good release plan. Based on the fact that he has couple of letters in his file, I'm not sure if we can say he has family community support system. Is there anything else that any of my colleagues wish to add? Okay, Mr. Lee, the board has voted unanimously to deny whether to go on absolute discharge or home arrest. Again, I will state what the reasons were: a serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, aging victim, prior criminal history, repeat offender, recent disciplinary infraction. Do you have any questions of us?
Yes, sir. So, I'm going to keep the program. I'm going to keep it on the way. As a nurse, I'm going to say, you can't do the change. So, I guess I'm going to be here 6-7 months.
Well, sir, we encourage you to keep programming. I like what you're saying. If you heard the discussion, I find promise in you. In the future, of course, this board votes individually, and there are changes in board members. But I do hear promise in your rehabilitation. So I encourage you to keep programming, and I do wish you well. We'll be seeing you again when the Arizona Department of Corrections recertifies you for hearing sometime in the next 6 months, sir. Thank you.
Yes.
You have a good day.